Okay. So tonight is a little bit. Tonight's limud is a little bit different. As you see from the sheets that you have in front of you, this is the introduction to Pachad Yitzchak. This is the. This title, Divrei Torah Behilchos Deas Bechovos Halavavos, is the introduction in every single volume of the Pachad Yitzchak. The same words of Rav Huttner that start off each volume for the Mamarim themselves. Divrei Torah Behilchos Deas Bechovos Halavavos. So this is Rav Huttner's introduction. I put it on hold for a couple of months. Didn't start with the introduction because I thought it would be valuable to see Mamarim themselves to get an idea of, become familiar with Rav Huttner's style. But now that we're familiar already with the style of Lima, now we can go back. And some often when you read a book, if you go back and read the introduction, once you're ready, if you finish the book, or you know what, if you have a better sense of what's going on in the book, then you gain more appreciation for what's written in the introduction. So, now I see where he's going with that. So going back to the introduction, and the question that Rav Huttner raises here in the introduction is, what is special about this type of limud that we're going to be involved in learning Pachad Yitzchak, or not just Pachad Yitzchak, but this realm of Torah in general? Now, as we find that there's a different, it is a different category of learning. It's a different type of learning, it's a different style of learning. You have a certain style of learning, a certain method of learning in learning other parts of Torah, and learning Iyun and learning Halacha. And when you come to this realm of learning, let's use the name for now, machshava in general, there's something different about it. What is that? That's what we're trying, that's the point that Rav Huttner is bringing to the surface. Sometimes, and one more point just to mention outside before we see Rav Huttner's words, sometimes I think maybe when we're younger or at an earlier, almost premature stage, we think of, we put together machshava with musar, and we could put it into a kind of a pep talk category. Now there's learning itself. There's it, and then there's about it. Like, you know, there's learning itself, and then there are other things that you should be exposed to be able to, you know, give you that pep talk, come on, let's go, the locker room motivational talk, come on, let's go, let's do it. But when you mature and you see that the world of machshava is much richer than that, you see that it's another area of Talmud Torah. Okay? So what is unique about this kind of Talmud Torah in this realm as opposed to the other realm? Again, we'll delve into it a little bit more deeply, but for now, call it Gemara, Halacha, the regular Talmud Torah, as opposed to this realm. So let's start with the inside, with the words of Rav Huttner. Ha'ara klalit. Again, a ha'ara, a note which is at the beginning of every volume. Under the title of Divrei Torah, Behilchos Deos V'chovos Halavavos. In other words, Rav Huttner is saying that in the following sefer, we have Torah now, which is under this category. What is it? You know that when you're, okay, you're learning Bava Metzia, and you have different sugyas, and within each sugya, you know what you're learning about, what it's relevant to, in where it will come up in life. what are we learning here? We're learning Hilchos Deos and Chovos Halavavos. Divrei HaKoteret Halalu. This title is Mitnoses Waving Al Shar HaSefer Pachad Yitzchak. U'mishamshim him advarim halalu hit'olurut litmiot v'la'amadat sheilot. והננו באים בזה לנסח את התמיה ואת השאלה המתעוררת. Now this title brings along with it a question. What is that? What does that mean? What is Hilchos Deos and Chovos Halavavos? And what's unique about it? וזהו נוסח השאלה. The question is the following. מדבריהם של חכמים גדולים ידענו כי נחלקות הן מצווסיה של תורה into two categories. We can divide mitzvos into two categories, chovos ha'evarim v'chovos ha'matzpun. Those which we fulfill, right? We have mitzvos that we're expected to fulfill. Where do we fulfill them? The fulfillment is expressed in two areas. One, chovos ha'evarim, that's on our guf. What we do, we put tefillin on our hand, we pick up a lulav and esrog, we sit in a sukkah, every single mitzvah that we're doing with our body. That's one. The second is chovos ha'matzpun, the mitzvahs that are placed upon us in the inner zone, matzpun, the conscience. So we have the two categories here in essence are external and internal. Expressed on the outside man and inner man. Chovos ha'ivarim hen chovos ha'maisa b'fo'al mamish, what we do. You can always see something being done in that realm of mitzvahs. V'chovos ha'matzpun hein, what is in this, the inner man? Chovos ha'matzpun hein, chovos ha'levavos b'midos, v'chovos ha'akara b'deos. Here, within the inner man, it's divided into two categories. Midos, live. What we are meant to love, what we're meant to hate. And the different categories of midos shebelev and anything that is connected to the lev, v'chovos ha'akara b'deos, recognizing maybe the headquarters of that, what we recognize ha'akara b'das, what we recognize with our das, probably the headquarters there is emuna within our. You don't see. But somebody recognizes, has hakara b'das in, connect, Anochi Hashem Allah fulfills the, Anochi Hashem Allah, he recognizes that, Anochi Hashem Allah, Hashem Tzitzicho, Me'eretz Mitzrayim, Kabbalah Soma Malchus Shemayim, Shema Yisrael Hashem Allah, Hashem Echadim, Me'kabbalah Soma Malchus Shemayim, there's no external expression. Here it's in hakara shabadas, inside my mind. And all of the right, we have Hilchos Evi Komasha Kashur to Hilchos Deos, the Torah perspective. So we have again the Midos Shebeliv, everything connected to our emotions, and the Midos that stem from the Lev, and the perspective that stems from our mind, where here also we are meant, it's a process, it's not just that we have it or we don't, but we're meant to refine, a process of refining, the adata hayo, the data, and bringing that recognition to a higher, deeper, more sophisticated, I don't know if that's contradiction, higher and deeper, but you can have both together at once. Higher and deeper and more sophisticated. Once, I guess, I'm not sure you guys know Yaakov Danishevsky. I remember him right together. So sometimes when you go, the two meet somewhere, you dig, so you go higher and higher and higher and deeper and deeper and deeper, and somehow on the other side they meet together. It's all
one of greater sophistication in our das, understanding.
V'hine das lenavon nakel ki mahut ha'avoda v'darcha mitchalfim he. There are different categories, so there are different arenas where there's fulfillment of each of these areas. So we change modes lefi tiv hanosim shel shnei hamikzaot hanal. When we're involved in whether even in a chesed, or we see someone on the side of the road, we see another Jew on the side of the road with a flat tire, and we pull over to help them, and we roll up our sleeves, and we're getting our hands dirty, and we're sweating. So that's one expression here of kiyum mitzvahs through that track of Evarim Shabaguf. When we're sitting quietly, as I said, makava omach shemayim, and sharpening our emunah. Involved in something which is cultivating a deeper love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's in that realm of lev. So there's mevaday, there's a different track of kiyum, a fulfillment of these different areas. Sharei tivam shel makomos ha'avod mishtanim heim zeh mizeh. Delo harei teva ha'asiya, as we just said, action is different than teva ha'argasha, and feeling, than an emotional. You're sitting at a kumzitz, and you have certain emotions coming to the surface, or in a tefillah. Tefillah is avodah shebelev. As much as you're using your mind, that, okay. So there's also maybe elements as well. There's elements of vaday of das, or anything else which involves a regesh. That is going to be different than asiya, than action. V'teva ha'akara mishunu mishnei elagam yachad. Recognizing of the hakara shebedas, all connected to, as we said, hilchos deos, is different than the other two. Okay, so Arkan Hotenach Benoge, again, what this is all formulating, this is the Nusach HaSheela, formulating the question. Elisha, the whole path, you see the end of the paragraph is the question mark. So, okay, this is leading up to the question. And here begins the kasha. So, Hotenach Benogea La'avoda V'Hishtadlus B'Kiyum Anshal Mitzvos. So I understand as far as the energy that we invest into each of these areas of fulfilling the mitzvahs, they're different. This one is different than that, is different than that. The Bazei Shapir Yesh Makom L'Chalik Bein Chovos Sheh B'Hakara. There's a zone of that which our seichel, our das, is supposed to recognize and sharpen, as we said, to the chovos shebahargasha of emotion, to chovos shebemaisa k'moshen itber, as we explained. That's as far as fulfillment. That's as far as kiyum mitzvah within these three different zones. They're different, but ava benogei ledivrei Torah ma mokum yesh lechiluk zeh. Where's the room for a chiluk when it comes to Talmud Torah? When it comes to Talmud Torah connected to these areas, lechora, I would think that I'm learning Torah about area one or two or three doesn't make a difference. It has a shemcha. I'm using the terminology of Talmud Torah. It has a shem chalos of Talmud Torah. So maza mishaneh. What difference does it make? Hello. Darchei hamasa umatan shel Torah shebal peh shavim heim b'chol miktzaoseh shel Torah. The discussion, the back and forth discussing within that limud, learning Torah, should be the same in any area. Va'ofen havanata
the way we understand, limuda learn, mishinuna shel Torah shebal peh, eino mishtana mimiktzoa zeh lemishneyu. It's not different from one to the other. Heftza shel Torah achas hi b'chol chelkeha.
This is Torah when we're learning Hilchos Deos, when we're learning about that which is connected to our midos shebelev and regesh, and when we're learning about that which we have to do, it's all limud, it's all learning. Ve'ein hi mushpad min ha'tochen shel ha'nosim she'aleihem yidana l'chor, it shouldn't be affected by the subject matter that we're learning about. Ma makom yesh efo liyached et ha'dibur ve'et ofen ha'dibur. Why is it? We see that there is, and maybe it was felt in a very crisp, crystal clear way when Rav Huttner gave over these mamorim. Remember, keep in mind as well, if we're learning the Hagdama, tonight is we're learning the Hagdama, this is Hagdama to Pachad Yitzchak. And the Pachad Yitzchak are mamorim that Rav Huttner gave over, that he taught, he gave Baal Peh. And there was a style to them. If Ari Khan spoke about Rav Aaron Lichtenstein imitating Rav Huttner giving a mimer. If I'm not mistaken, it was on a flight where Rav Ari Khan was together with Rav Aaron, and Rav Aaron started going through portraying what Rav Huttner's mamorim were like, and it was different. It was a whole ma'amad. It was how do you say ma'amad in English? I never got a thing. It was a happening, an event. It was an event. It was different. It was a different style to the way to giving over the Rav Huttner mimer. Was different than giving over an Iyun Shir in Bava Metzia. Different than the way Rav Huttner himself. Take another example, Rav Soloveitchik. Rav Soloveitchik's drushes, where that's that realm of Hilchos Deos and Chovos Halavavos, were very often. It's a different style than Iyun Shir, then Lamdas Shir. Why is it again Dibur, as we're saying here, Ofen HaDibur, the way it's given over, even the style is different. Et Alimud Vet Ofen Alimud Lechelek Torah Shel Avodas HaMatzpun. Why does it take on its own personality, its own style? Dehainu Hilchos Deos Umidos, of that inner, the matzpun, the Torah of the inner man. We have here what this divrei Torah b'hilchos deos v'chovas halavavos. What? In short, what is different here in this learning than in the learning connected to fulfillment in the realm of action? Right. The title I had on the board was Torah of Action and Torah of Thought, but here it's Thought and Hilchos Deos V'Chovos HaLevavos. Ad kan nusach ha'sheila mikan ve'ilach nisuach ha'tshuva. So Rav Huttner says, he offers the following explanation. And in a way, keep in mind a little bit, and we'll get to it more explicitly soon, but keep in mind that in essence the same question is relevant to, you could put the question this way. What's the difference between learning halacha and agada? There's something different. Something else is happening. What's the difference? It's there. It's on the Daf Gemara. It's in Shas. It's saying, why is it split up even into... This is Gemara. It's all learning Gemara. What's the difference between Halacha and Agada? It's very closely related, if not the same exact idea. So Rav Huna says, "Bevadai shenachon hu adavar shechefza shel Torah achasi bekol giluya." It's all one. What do we say? Chefza shem chalos of Torah. It's all Torah. There's limud Torah. We saw in a different mamorim that we've been learning. We're learning, it's taking Mamari Chazal, connected to Shabbos, connected to Chanukah, and learning, bringing different sources and developing an idea. There's a shame, theft of Talmud Torah. Aval hayachas bein limud lekiyum shonehu b'chelak haTorah hanogea l'matzpun inner man me'asher l'chelak haTorah hanogea le'ivarim outer man. The relationship between learning and fulfillment is different in the different areas. And he explains, de'af agav de'beklaliyut haTorah nohegu achok. They have this golden rule as far as Talmud Torah. God alimud she mevi lidei maisa. Sha Talmud mevi lidei maisa. And that's true in every area of Torah. In every area of Torah. But mikom akom lo harei hava karei hava. There are different. We talk about bringing Gadol HaLimud, Limud from point A of learning to point B of Maisa of fulfillment. The journey from A to B, Limud to fulfillment, is not the same in every area. Yesh Hava Mimakum Korav, Yesh Hava Mimakum Rochok. One is a little bit of a longer journey, and one is a shorter journey. Yesh hava derech afifa shel mehirut habazak. There's one hava from A to B, which is as fast as, and quicker than a speeding bullet, faster than the speed of light. Yesh hava derech et nahalal iti, and there's one which is slow. And he explains, "Dehine chovos hadeos mitkaimot bekoach haakara shebenefesh." Where is the fulfillment? We're talking again about three zones, right? We have action, we have recognizing hilchos deos and chovos alavavos. Hilchos deos is Hakara, recognizing with our das, chovas halavavos, our leave, experiencing what it experiences. Chovas halavavos, dine chovas hadeos mitkaimot b'koach ha-hakara shebenefesh. Through recognizing those, the deos recognizes, the mind understands and recognizes what it's meant to recognize. V'chovos halavavos mitkaimot b'koach hatchusha shebahargasha. What the heart feels, what the heart experiences through regish, through emotion. V'chovos ha'ivorim mitkaimot b'koach asiyo b'guf. What we have to do, so that's fulfilled through the body doing what it's supposed to do. V'ilu esek halimud mitkayem hu b'koach ha'asaga shebeseichel. We have two sides. Here we have the limud and the maisa. Where does the limud take place? The limud is in what Rav Hunder is calling ha'asaga shebeseichel, what our seichel is masig. Our seichel grasps. Right? You say, you have no hasaga. You don't grasp. You can't. Okay? Hasaga, lasig. Any other words for that in English? Hasaga, lasig. You said reaches, grasps, reaches. You'd say it physically also as well. When you're running after someone, and you catch up with them, it's called Lahasig et Hashani. You reach the other one. So here, but it's in the realm of the mind, so reaching an idea and understanding, grasping that idea. So learning is Hasaga Shabasecha. In any area of learning Torah. Afterwards, then, the fulfillment of whatever you're learning, you're learning Hilchos Tzitzis, so then afterwards, the fulfillment, that's afterwards going ahead, whether it's in how to make the Tzitzis, or the relevant to the Beged, anything that is connected, then is later in the Evarim Shebaguf. If you're learning about that which is connected to, also learn, there's a learning connected to that which, to our deos, our beliefs, what our mind perceives, the perspective of our mind. There's learning about that which our heart should feel, the midos should believe and the regis should believe. Okay? Vimtsa. So then it ends up, follows that the b'shoshanu omrim shahalimud. We spoke about gadol halimud for all three areas. Limud maybe lidei maisa to each of these three areas. B'shoshanu omrim shahalimud maybe lidei kiyum, the fulfillment anu mitkavnim be'emet l'shefa bal bracha meshuleshet. When we say limud brings the fulfillment, it's limud in one area, and the mind brings the fulfillment to kiyum in these three separate areas. The bracha meshuleshet, the three areas. The mimakom ha'asaga shebasecha, through our mind grasping, zoremet hi abracha. What does zorem mean? Lizrom, to flow. The bracha flows, good. To three places. Lemakom hahakara shebenefesh, ulemakom hatchusha shebahagasha, ulemakom haasiya shebaguf. The mind, the recognition of the mind, the emotion, the place of the feel of emotion, and the action in the body. Now we can begin to understand the difference in the limudim. Right? Summing it up on the chart here. Summing it up. Instead of a blackboard. Right? We have the limud, the hasaga shebasecha, that which our mind is grasping. And it breaks down bracha meshuleshet into the three categories. Three categories: Hakarasha Benevish, thought, das. That is where that's the moach, what the brain thinks. Tchushasha Bahargasha, the feel of the emotion, that is lev in the heart. Asiya Shabaguf, action. What do I mean here by kaved? Kaved is liver. So this is an idea. These three points of brain, heart, and liver. Moach, but in Lashon HaKodesh. Moach, lev, and kaved. That makes the Rashi Tevos of Melech. When we have all three of these together, I'll plug in here and parenthetically. Kaved, liver, represents the physical, the What we know from another area, from Kashrus, what's special about the liver? What's unique about the liver? As far as kashering? Right, why? Yeah, so the blood, it's very closely related to a high presence of blood. Okay, here the idea very briefly, that this idea represents the most physical, the blood, hadam hu anefesh. The blood represents just that base physical side of who we are. Also very quickly, even though these are deeper ideas, and people who know this area, I'm not familiar with this area, people who know, there's a lot of Kabbalah connected to it, that different parts of the nefesh, of the neshama, of the soul. And there's a connection within us between body and soul. So it follows that there are different parts of the soul that relate to different parts of who we are. All right, if you're talking about a shidduch, the two between body and soul, they have to be able to connect. So this is the soul is broken down, and one way of breaking it down to the soul is into three areas called nefesh, ruach, and neshama. Where nefesh is the base part of the soul, in other words, that part, it's called, another term is shitufa de gufa, the part that is a shutaf, a partner with the body. That's parallel to this covenant. Dam, as you said, damhu ha nefesh. Nefesh is that, again, that lower part. Ruach is the middle, and neshama is the highest part. Neshama shenasat to be tahorahi. That's the part of godliness which is completely pure, tahor. That point, the nitzotza Eloki, the spark of godliness within us, within our neshama. Okay. So these, so I'll come back in Yonena. So these three is all, again, the starting point for all is the learning. The hasaga shebasechel, what the mind grasps. And then the expression is in these three areas, in the our deos, in the brain, our emotions in the lev, tchusha shebahargasha, and our action. Our, as Rav Hunder here refers to it as the expression in the Evarim. The Evarim Shebaguf. And now, having established that, Rav Hunder continues, we make a distinction, haray. We're talking about, we're under the title of, the headline, of Hilchos Deos and Chovas Alevavos. The kan aleinu lechalik bein shnei hazramim harishonim uvein hazerem hashlishi. Here we have to distinguish between the regesh, the hakara shebenefesh, and the tchusha shebahargasha, and as opposed to asiya beguf, that which the fulfillment is through our body. Chiluk ze yeshlo mashal v'dugma b'chukei hateva. This distinction that we're making can be seen in the natural world. Hevdel tehom mihu. What is a tehom?
Depth,
abyss, good, abyss, depth. There is, right, a hevdel tehomi, a distinction of, a great distinction between bein mehirut hatnua shel gale haor, the speed, mehirut hatnua, the speed of movement, of gale or, of waves of light, the speed of light, uvein mihirut hatnua shel galei hakoach hashonim hapoalim ba'olam, the speed of other movements in the world, motion, a physical, throwing a ball from one place to the other, or even a bullet. Okay, there's different speed. There's a different dimension of speed. Tivo shel hevdel zeh. The nature of this difference is rooted, it's na'utsu, b'uvda yisodid, in a fundamental fact, sha'or hu habriya, we'll stop in this paragraph with this line, sha'or hu habriya hayoter zaka vayoter mufshata ba'olam hateva. Light is the most, he's zaka, pure, or an abstract part of the world of nature, meaning it's the least, you could say it's the least physical. It's physical. It's part of our physical world, but it's the least materialistic. The more materialistic something is, the heavier it is. Rav Hunder continues here. We'll skip over the end of the paragraph. It mentions a point regarding Zuzus. We'll speak about it more, Bezrat Hashem, before Pesach. You know that when we left Mitzrayim, we left with speed. So in that context, Rav Hunder speaks about the Maila of Zuzus. It's not just getting the job done quickly, but it's taking you to that zone of above matter. There's a concept of mind over matter. Okay, so there are different levels of the physical world. The speed within the world of nature, the speed of light is the quickest, again, because it's the least chomri, the least materialistic. So Rav Hunder is taking that point now, you see what he's doing? And applying it to the difference between these two tracks of thought and emotion to the track of action. We have three tracks, again, all starting with limbo. What's the difference between these two, thought and emotion, and action? The difference is the speed. The speed between what? The speed between the learning and the fulfillment. And that, Rav Hunder, creates a different dynamic in the learning connected to the Hilchos Deos and Chumas Alevavos, as opposed to the learning which is connected to the world of action. Because here you're closing the gap. It's almost bevasachas. You have learning, and then what you're connected. This is called. It's very, very closely related to. It's very, very closely related to the realm of inspiration. Because you're learning something which right away makes an impact on you. When you study a certain skill which is relevant to the physical world, you study. You're in a classroom. And you're learning fact after fact, all of everything connected to how to go scuba diving. So then eventually, okay, then you go out there, you dive, and then later on, you apply the knowledge that you've learned. And then you can have a sense of satisfaction from what you've learned. Because you're going ahead, you're applying it. Here within this zone of that which it makes an impact on your perspective, Hilchos Deos, that which will make a difference on your leave. So it's happening almost all together. Let's see that a little bit inside. V'hu adin v'hi amida, right? Nice paragraph. B'chaya shalishyut adam. He's taking from this comparison to the physical world of nature, of speed, and the less materialistic something is, the quicker the speed. Okay, taking that principle and applying it to the spiritual, the realm of Talmud Torah as well. Ne Hashem nishmas Adam umepnei shechayi hanefesh hapnimiyim krovim yoter elaf shata shel or haneshama me'asher chay ha'maisa hachitzoniim lochein tnuatam shel galgalei hachiyut hapnimit himhira be'ein aroch me'tnuat galgalei hachiyut hachitzonit shel klei ha'maisa v'asher alkein. Kishadam, this is saying inside what we already, in essence, said outside. Ashaken kishadam lo made hilchos tzitzis. Ve'inyan niklat b'kli asagato. He learned about tzitzis. He learned hilchos tzitzis. Harei aderech min ha'asaga hazu ad maisa halavisho shel atzitzis hi yoter aruka me'asher aderech min ha'asagat ha'ava b'seichel ad hitorut inyan ha'ava b'tchushato. The path is much longer But the place of the fulfillment then of tzitzit, again, let me just add the emphasis. Bevadai, as far as Talmud Torah is concerned, right then when you learn the Hilchot Tzitzis, so there's full fulfillment of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah connected to tzitzis. However, you're not yet that, and within that, what's connected to Gadol HaMlimut Shamei V'Lidei Maisa, you don't have, it's not happening yet. As opposed to within this area. That's what we gave it before, the general, the title of Machshava. It's right away, sometimes it's a wow. You can have, it's a wow within the Limud, which ends up right then already impacting your perspective as a Mammon, as a Torah Jew, as an Oved Hashem. Right away it went from the Limud to the Maisa, as far as the Maisa being the perspective of the mind or the Hargasha Shebelev. And the Hargasha Shebelev is part and parcel of the Limud within this zone very often. And that's part, I believe, it's part of the drama of the Ma'amarim of Rav Hunner, as people who were there say, or you can listen to on certain recordings. And part of the drama of the Rav Soloveitchik within this zone as well. That where it's alive, there's a chiz, which is connected to the fact that there's something happening already now. A recognition already now. Hargasha shebelev and hakara shebedat. A sense of having greater clarity in terms of what Hashem wants from me as a Jew. Not just about, and again, within Talmud Torah, that's 100% to know this sugya, that sugya, what the din is, what to do in that kind of a situation. As far as Talmud Torah, for sure, that's 100%. But as far as the connection, because of that other dimension of fulfillment, not just the limud, but even in my limud connected to my maisa, that is something which is happening in a unique way here. That's what we mentioned once before, speaking about Rav Soloveitchik. I come back to one of my favorite stories that Rav Schechter writes about in Nefesh HaRav. See if anyone wants to look it up on page 15. And it's in a footnote 18. he tells a story that once after Rav Soloveitchik gave Shir Ben Yanei Agadah. So it's a drasha. And after the Shir, Rav Zerubbabel Shusheim, his Talmud, who then later on was a Rebbe at YU, ran over to him and was all excited. He said, he ran over to Rav Soloveitchik and said, how did he get that understanding of Agada? Again, he was elaborating on Agada. And at first Rav Soloveitchik says, how come you don't ask me that question? Why are you so excited after an Iyun Shia that I give? And ask me, like, where did I get that from? So Rav Shusheim answered, Hello, ba'alocha, yesh lanu kfar ktzat musag u'malach al pi akosuf b'sifrei harishonim v'achronim. There are a lot of sfarim on the shelf, rishonim and achronim, within the traditional sugyas in halacha, in modu b'miktzas, and in, okay, v'chule sugya to sugya. But here in Agada, I said, wow, that's an amazing insight. Where's that from? It's, he says, kihilu yesh me'ayin. Where did you get it from? V'anahu Rabbeinu, and Rav Soloveitchik answered, V'lashon hazal sayir, Rav Soloveitchik, Rav Shefter writes in parentheses, V'lashon hazal sayir, Ragi lomar kol pa'am, Rav Soloveitchik used to say a lot, he answered, Sha'abo limdo hech likro bein hashitin. He said to him, Talmud Zerubbabel, and before he came, Rav Zerubbabel, not only did my father teach me how to read the lines, which is, that's regular lumbas, that's regular yon, to analyze the line and understand exactly, to sharpen understanding of exactly the different halachic ramifications this way and that way. Not only did my father teach me how to read the line, analyze the line, my father also taught me how to read between the lines. Reading between the lines is this difference between reading the line and between the lines, the difference between understanding, you could say, the letter of the law and the spirit of the law. The between the lines, let's say that's the subtext. That's what's going on here, that's not being said explicitly. It's not as tangible, it's the Ruach HaDvarim. The Ruach HaDvarim here, as a Jew, is understanding what is the subtext, what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu want from me? Well, as the Gemara say, Rachmana Libavoy, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants our heart. So Nachon, in a very specific, in a concrete way, he gave us the specifics, he gave us the mitzvahs, and we have Torah to be able, in a specific way, to get it. But he's getting at something. There's a subtext here. That's Agada. Agada, halacha is the letter of the law. Do this. The spirit of the law, the between the lines, that's Agada. That's Hilchos Deos V'Cholos HaLevavos. And when there's a limud in that realm, and then it's the speed of light from the learning to the fulfillment. Because there's a shift in perspective that we said, the wow, which right away, the sky clears. I see it, I get it. My das sees it that way. I feel it in the heart. So something, it's a different kind of a limud. It's a limud of agada, is different than the limud of halacha. So that is the idea that Rav Hunder is expressing here. Let's jump a little bit ahead. Va'asher al-Kain, in the towards halfway through, on the column all the way on the left. Va'asher al-Kain, the second word on the line, you guys see it?
Yes.
All the way on the left, in the middle, second word on the line, Va'asher al-Kain, the first word on the line is Behem. Va'asher al-Kain, Ba'askeinu b'divrei Torah shal hilchos deyos v'chobas alavavos. Afilu kishenenu oskim behem b'derech limud. We're learning, it's a limud. Hinenu nimtzaim behechrach b'tchum hakiyum. We, in our learning, we're already in the realm of fulfillment. It's quicker than the speed of light from one to the other. Limud to kiyum. Ve'im b'chlaliyut ha'inyan shal Torah u'mitzvahs kibalnu ki ner mitzvah v'Torah or hare ha'ichud shel ha'or v'shel ha'ner, uniting from one of the or and the ner, where the learning of the Torah is bringing to the fulfillment of the mitzvah, ner mitzvah v'Torah or boletu b'miuchad, it stands out, the connection, the unification of one of the or and the ner, of the learning and the fulfillment in Hilchos Deos V'Chovos HaLevavos Shebetorah. Hargashat Blita Zu, recognizing, feeling this point that stands out, Hi HaGorem Adlanu Sheniacher Et Adibur Vet Ofen Vet Ofen Adibur, excuse me. This is what causes the dibur and the ofen, the way that we're speaking, what we're speaking about, and the way that we're speaking. At alimud, at ofen alimud, b'ato chelek haTorah hashayach l'chovot hamatzpun, the parts of that part, the area of Torah that's connected to the inner man. And he finishes off here with almost a warning. There's a risk that when we enter this zone, that it could remain academic, meaning removed, just as ideas, but there is a possibility, if not guaranteed, that there will be fulfillment, meaning in these areas, meaning in terms of the hakara shabadas, recognizing, or hargasha shabalev, feeling. That's the fulfillment. There's a risk that there won't be fulfillment. I would say they're just philosophizing with them and looking at the ideas without a connection to fulfillment. So this is a kind of a warning towards that. Umisha lomed es divrei Torah shalilchos des v'chovos alavavos va'afilu reyach shal kiyum eino nechnas ba'apav. The smell of fulfillment doesn't enter his nose, meaning he cuts himself off. He seals himself off. He says, I'm not here connected to my fulfillment. I just to hear the ideas. If a person cuts himself off from fulfillment, yeidane emana, let him know clearly, ki lo lo nemru hadvarim. The words are not said to him. I'm not talking to Rav Hanan, saying here, I'm not talking to you if you're here just for the fun of it, of hearing some ideas. I'm here now to be able, this is Gadol HaLimud Shemevili De Maisa. Torah is Milashan Hora'ah. To instruct towards fulfillment. Like reading an instruction manual for the sake of knowing of how to operate afterwards that which the instruction manual is telling you to operate. Okay? And therefore, Ha'ofi ha-miyuchad shal divrei Torah b'luchos deyas v'chovos alavavos hu ha'itorut ha-kara b'luchos deyas v'itorut ha-tchusha b'chovos alavavos samuch v'takuf mitzurav right away le'yegiyas ha-mochen ba'asakatam shal divrei Torah. Right away, when our moach, when our mind is involved in this Torah, take it from miyad, immediately, immediate fulfillment. On the other side of the sheaf, you have, quickly, just to point out, really, we said a lot of this already, Baal Peh, in the book Torah Study by Dr. Yehuda Levy, if you can get hold of it, I highly recommend it. It's maybe a little bit tough to get hold of, but it's a fantastic, a very beautiful book on Talmud, on Torah Study. It's in Hebrew also, Shari Talmud Torah, in English, Torah Study. And he here brings in the paragraph that you have in front of you the Rav Hirsch that speaks about two sides of Talmud, of Torah study. How you see one and two, halacha and agada. In halacha, to learn what to do, as we were speaking about. In agada, is to understand Hashem, understand. So that, what does he say here? That our spirit will become enlightened through Hashem's word to an ever clearer understanding of this world and of our role in it. To acquire a Torah-oriented outlook of the world and our role in it. This is part of, he continues and explains, this is part of what, you know, sometimes Agada sounds a little bit mysterious. He explains later on in the paragraph that it's written that way because of this element of, it's calling our attention to the fact, you know, it's not given to us on a spoon. We're talking about tapping in to the spirit of the law, the between the lines. And for that, you have to work at trying to understand what the spirit of the law is. And when, that's what he explains later on, so when some of these are, you see, are written in a way which is very, very difficult, apparently, so I'll read at the last paragraph, when under the pressure of historical circumstances, Chazal were forced to commit the oral Torah to writing, they proceeded very carefully. They clothed this spirit of Tanakh and Gemara in Agada. The more sensitive ideas were cloaked in obscure terms and in hidden ways and in the form of a code, so that only one who has the Ki can understand them. Apparently they conceal their loftiest concepts in the Kabbalah, which is an invaluable mine of information on the spirit of Tanakh and Talmud.
Passport.
Sorry?
Need the passport.
The passport, right. They won't get your passport. So Kabbalah is taking that then even to another level. This is a very simple, straightforward explanation of what Kabbalah is. And this is a very similar idea. Rav Cook, we won't see him inside, but this is what you have on the left-hand side of the sheet. Anyone interested in taking it to go, that Rav Cook, in his introduction to Ein Ayah, his Perush on Agada, speaks about these two sides. We have the side of the straightforward halacha, of what to do, the letter of the law, and he speaks about the nature of Agada in these same terms of the divrei Agada and Shas. Shas is made up of halacha and Agada, the halacha, what to do, the Torah of action, and Agada is affecting our perspective, our understanding, a sense of our role here in the world, understanding the world, our role as Jews in the world, the spirit of the law, Divrei Agada, and that's, as we said, as Rav Hunna was explaining, the different experience here between the two, from the time of Limud to fulfillment. Be'ezrat Hashem, Shenizke, to add depth to our understanding of the between lines, the spirit of the law, and fulfill in action everything that we're meant to fulfill, and sharpen and deepen our understanding of the spirit of the between the line, the subtext of understanding what in essence Hashem is interested in us achieving during our lives here. Any questions? Shailot, bayot, varim shalot, varim.